We fry pork chops in a dented skillet, drink wine from water glasses. Chimney swifts race across the terrace. All night, the boys wake and cry in their strange cribs. I feed Henry at 12:40 a.m. The microwave clock reads 0:40, and swaddle him and finally convince him to fall asleep. Then I lie down on the sofa with my head on a stack of diapers and two spit-up cloths stretched over my body like napkins. Our only blanket is on the bed on top of Shauna. 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Why even bother? It's only a dream before Owen will wake. What did Columbus write in his log as he set out from Spain? Above all, it is fitting that I forget about sleeping and devote much attention to navigation in order to accomplish this. Henry wakes again at 2. Owen is up at 3. Each time rising out of a half sleep, it takes a full minute to remember what I have forgotten. I am a father. We have moved to Italy. All night I carry one crying baby or the other onto the terrace. The air is warm and sweet. Stars burn here and there. In the distance, little strands of glitter climb the hills. Molto, molto bella, our taxi driver, Roberto, told us as he drove us, our 7 duffel bags, and our 45-pound stroller here from the airport. He had a scrubby chin and 2 cell phones and cringed whenever the babies made a noise. Non c'è una città più bella di Roma, he said. There is no city more beautiful than Rome. On our second morning in Italy, we push the stroller out the front gate and turn right. The boys moan, the axles rattle, little cars shoot past. We round a corner, and a chain-link fence gives way to hedges, which give way to the side of a monumental marble and granite fountain. We wheel gape-jawed around to its front. 5 niches in a 6-columned headboard as big as a house unload water into a shallow, semicircular pool. 7 lines of Latin swarm across its face. Griffins and eagles ride its capitals. The Romans, we'll learn later, call it simply Il Fontanone, the big fountain. It was completed in 1690. It had taken 70...